The unsettled weather pattern continues across the Northeast, and it's going to stick around right through the end of this work week. It is a bit frustrating at times, as there are plenty of dry gaps in the action, but every so often a random shower or thunderstorm will develop, and because of the moderate levels of humidity, these showers do have the potential to drop some locally heavy downpours. So for those who do have outdoor plans over the next couple of days, it's going to be a bit touch and go, as there are going to be plenty of dry gaps, but every so often there is the potential for some rainfall. It looks like the rain chances will ramp up later this week as a cold front approaches from the west. So the best chances for rain of a widespread nature would be in the Thursday to Friday time frame, but then the cold front will clear the coast in time for the weekend, and I'm anticipating dry weather building in for Saturday. But for now, it's still a bit unsettled. We've had a good deal of clouds around, but also some nice breaks of sun, at least in some areas. Again, the humidity levels do remain up, and that's one of our players in this weather recipe, as there's a decent amount of moisture in the air. So again, any showers that develop will have the potential to be locally heavy. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of clouds and some areas of fog and mist tonight, with temperatures falling back into the 50s and lower 60s. Coming up during the day tomorrow, it'll be fairly similar to today, with a lot of clouds, some sunny breaks, the chance for at least a passing shower or storm. It looks like the best chance for a shower would be in our western areas tomorrow, and not everybody will see rain tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the lower to mid-70s. Thursday and Friday, again, will have the best potential for rainfall, and conditions look to dry out as we work into the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, patchy fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or a storm, patchy fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or a storm, high in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and storms, high in the 70s. Mostly cloudy Friday, with showers and storms likely, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.